Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this afternoon's Community Corner. Thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be a great show. We've got two fantastic groups in this afternoon who we're going to speak to. We've got Caring and Sharing Rochdale in, and after that, from 2 o'clock onwards, we've got Action Together. So it's going to be a very, very interesting couple of hours. So joining me first, and we're very happy to have her in, we've been waiting to do this for quite some time. I'm joined by Nikki Ingila. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming down on a Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
So we first met at the old Marks and Spencer site on Yorkshire Street in Rochdale. I think it was Halloween. In fact, it was Halloween. Yes.
Yes.
And you were very, very keen to come on the show to tell people all about Caring and Sharing and the fantastic work that you've been doing.
Yes.
It wasn't an organisation, this is my fault completely, but it wasn't an organisation that I was familiar with. So I think a really good place to start would be, tell us about Caring and Sharing. I think it's been you started it back in 2017, is that right?
2017, yes.
So what were your aims when you started Caring and Sharing then?
My aim is to touch more life. I used to be a minister in African church, and then I am into doing services for people, counseling people, and follow up people as well, people in need. Mm-hmm. Then it's come to a stage, I decide that it's better all the community can enjoy this. So I now think about starting a Caring and Sharing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you... What was the first thing that you wanted to do? Was it bring different communities together? Was it the integration part? Or did you know that there were people out there who needed your help and you needed to do something different?
Yes, please. To bring a community together. Mm-hmm. And I look around, I can't find any African charity. Mm-hmm. As well. And I see that our people need more service.
So tell us about the African community in Rochdale. I mean, how many different countries are there represented in Rochdale?
Okay. For example, from Caring and Sharing, we have 14 different countries volunteering with us. This is let us know that there is a lot of African people in Rochdale now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't used to be like that. But if we look around now, we can see there are more African people coming into Rochdale community.
So is it quite a new community then? Is it so people are still kind of getting used to Rochdale and where all the services are and everything like that?
Yes, please.
So that's one of the things that you do to help people then, is you direct them to the correct services that they
need?
Yes,
that's one of the things that we do. We're working with refugees and asylum seekers, and at the same time, we signpost the people, new people in the community, to the right agency as well.
Right, okay. So you're sort of... you're giving services to the community, but I know you also train people as well, don't you?
Yes, please. We are a specialist community development organization for migrants and asylum seekers, family needs of protection and access to services. So we provide workshop, family support group, relocation and resettlement advice, information, training. Then we do community events.
Yes. So you offer a very, very wide range of things for the African community. But I know, as well as offering services for the African community, you are also very keen for the African community to be part of the greater Rochdale. You know, the integration is very important to you as well, so that other people learn about the culture and things like that.
Yes, please. That is why we are into cultural things. Mm-hmm. Because we have different countries working with us, so we have what we do that we call cultural differences, where people come with their culture, different culture. At times we can do something like a marriage, where people showcase us how they do marriage in their own culture. And at the same time, there is at times we do what we call cooking global, where different countries, they cook different food from their country, and we all taste it.
And you were telling me just before we started, the last one you did, there were 600 people at the town hall.
Yes, please. With Lisa Allen, in Touchstone, mm-hmm. and we did it in a town hall where we have different countries that will come and showcase their culture for us.
That sounds like a brilliant night. Yeah. Right, we're going to break for some music and we'll be back with Nikki after this. That was the 1975 and the Sound. Welcome back to Community Corner. You're listening to Roach Valley Radio on a Saturday afternoon. It's a great pleasure to have you. We've been joined by Nikki Ingilia from the charity... Oh, my brain's gone blank. From the charity Caring and Sharing, who are based in Rochdale. Nikki, before we broke for the music, we were talking about the kind of general idea of the organisation and what it was that you had in mind when you started it.
Yeah.
Obviously, over the last 2 years, every charity organisation, every cooperative has had to evolve and has had to change, you know, because people haven't been able to access the services like they used to. And I presume this is... what has happened over the last 2 years is twice as frightening when you're a long way from home, you're in a new place, and you don't really know what's going to happen. So what kind of way have you had to maybe change your organization to suit those needs?
Okay. During the lockdown, the council and Action Together, they approach us that we need to help by delivering food parcel for people, and this is not part of what we are doing before, but we don't have a choice. We have to be out there 24/7 to be delivering food and do shopping for elderly people, which we are still doing up to now for the people that are isolating. And so our organization take another dimension, because this is not part of what we're doing before, but we don't have a choice. As we said, we are for community, so we have to take this up. And we enjoy doing it. Fine, it was dangerous by then because nobody outside, but we don't have a choice. We have to be going from house to house for people that are isolating and deliver food for them.
And you were saying as well, this has meant that you aren't just a BAME organisation anymore. Yes. This has opened you up to the whole community, hasn't it?
Yes, please. It's open to the whole community, because even some of our volunteers, they are English people. We have Iran, we have Iraq, we have different countries that we are working together. And during the lockdown as well, we have youths, which we call kings and nobles, because we felt that the youth as well, their mental health, we need to help them. And because of this, we form on the Zoom, where we gather the youth together and do different workshops and invite different people to empower them. And at the same time, we give them the chance as well to be part of it. So at times we leave the platform for them to take over.
Yeah.
So it's like giving them more ownership
exactly.
And giving them more confidence.
And what I really like about this particular project is there's another one called Heroes and Sheroes, isn't there?
Yes.
Which is you're trying to raise these people to be mentors in the future.
Exactly. And we have lots of people that used to be out there wandering around. And since we start these Heroes and Sheroes, they change their thinking. And they too, they want to be somebody through the empowerment that we are doing for them. So if you are youth, listen to me right now that you are out there. We are for you. We're waiting for you to join us so that you can enjoy this good service.
Your organisation, your projects have some great names. Heroes and Sheroes and
Kings and Nobles.
That's a great name for a youth group, that really is. Because, you know, it makes it a bit different, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And, you know, I've seen, you know, you showed us around some of the facilities that you've got, you know, the classrooms that you've got and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything you do around organising, you know, English lessons and things like that. It's such a good facility to have.
It is. And it's given me joy when I see people changing, especially the youths, because they are our future. And this gives me joy when I see them, especially most of the one we pick on the road, and they turn to be a good person. So this, when I go to bed at the end of the day, it gives me joy.
So everything that you do, you've got a lot of things going on at the moment. You've got an awful lot of, but we should say, and we should give them a shout out really, it's not a one-woman band, is it? You have a fantastic group of helpers who help you out as well,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes, indeed. I have a lot of volunteers and we have a lot of, a big thank you to the Rochdale Council, a big thank you to Action Together. They are our backbone. They do everything to help us. And at the same time, the volunteer, they are fantastic. And as I say, we have 14 different countries that they are helping us.
Yeah.
So, and this is fantastic. Thank you. I don't know what to say.
So when you first, you know, you if I take you back to the days when you were, you know, you were a pastor,
yeah.
You had this idea in your head.
I'm a minister in the church.
You're a minister in the church.
In the church, I'm the one in charge of welfare of
right.
people. So, for example, in Africa, when people give birth to a baby,
mm-hmm.
you need somebody to look after them. So I go out there to help them to even shower the baby, to look after them. And at the same time, maybe some people, they are going through abuse or some people are lonely. So I will be there shutting them up, go and look after their welfare. Yeah.
So you're doing that, but does it feel like it's on a much bigger scale?
Yes, when I'm doing that and I'm doing it for only African community, mm-hmm. I felt only church people, my church people. I felt no, I need to go out there to touch more life. So that's why caring and sharing come about.
And is this kind of so now you're however many years we are in the future, 5 years later.
Yeah.
Is this what you thought it was going to be? Are you? I know you said it gives you joy.
Yeah.
But.
To be candid with you. I never know it's going to go bigger this way.
Right.
Because I was expecting that, okay, just to touch few people.
Yeah.
But I will tell you the truth, caring and sharing is bigger than my head now. I'm telling you. And the way we grow suddenly in few years is surprisingly, it's too much.
No, it's brilliant. Yes. Absolutely brilliant.
Then we have another thing we call befriending. There is a lot of people that they are lonely mm-hmm. in their house or they are down. So we have some session of people that call them to follow them up, to speak to them. So if you are out there listening to me now, you just need people to talk to or people to chat with. We are here for you. That is why we're in the community.
Lovely. Right, we're going to break for some more music. We'll be back with Nikki after these hits.
Your number one local radio station.
Roach Valley Radio.
That was Castles by Freya Riding. We're back for the last little chat with Nikki from Caring and Sharing. As usual with this show, some of the most interesting conversations I have tend to happen on air, off air, while you're listening to music. And then I've got to remember what it was that we talked about. So Nikki and I were just discussing what's going to happen in 2022. And Nikki, obviously you are still under, there are still sort of COVID restrictions and things like that. And like you said, a number of people who use your service are still having to keep themselves, you know,
yeah.
behind closed doors.
Yes.
So your chat projects are still going to carry on through this year and everything like that.
Yes. Like in May, we're supposed to have what we call Womanhood Celebration. In this celebration, it's where we gather all women together and celebrate them. So some of them that they are just looking after children, they are just always at home. We take them out of their shell where we gather together, do celebration, eat together, and listen to people to empower them more. We did one in, the last one we did it is 2019 at a Notting Grange Hotel, and we have over 100 people there. So, which was fantastic.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I was just thinking about that. That's got to be a really interesting afternoon just to sit and listen to different women's stories from different parts of Africa.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's always super because people feel free because it's only women, only ladies mm-hmm. there, and we people feel free to talk and to talk about so many things.
It's a real shame that we can't have it this year, but I presume your 2023 will be,
It's going to be super.
Brilliant.
We're looking forward for that. And the other thing we do is the cultural differences every summer.
Yeah.
We still believe we're going to have this in this summer if the lockdown
lifts.
Yeah. And then in October, we used to have what we call Black History Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
We normally do this at Arena, Mediterranean Arena.
Right, okay.
Where people come in together in their colorful attire, and it has always been a great atmosphere. Then if you guys we agree with me, African culture are huge, so colorful. The culture in Nigeria is different from Cameroon, and the culture in Zimbabwe is different from South Africa. So this is the reason why we all come together and celebrate our different cultures.
Well, speaking of different cultures, I know one of the classes you do is you do dancing exercises, don't you? So is that a chance for different people to show off different dances?
Yes, please. We do dancing exercise where you're going to see a lot of different bump shaking, different body shaking. And we're going to start this very soon as well. So that is us in caring and sharing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Nikki, it's been absolutely great to have you in. Thank you so much for
Can
sharing what it is
that
you're
doing. Can you talk a little bit about the shop, please?
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course.
In May, we have... at the old Mark and Spencer building.
Mm-hmm. On Yorkshire Street.
It's called Better Together Building now, where we have a shop there for clothing. And we work with a lot of charity organization that is signpost people to come and take things in the church. So if you are listening to me out there, you can get a referral and come to the shop and pick up things. And at the same time, we sell things as well. And we take a lot of donations. Please, if you have any bricks and bricks, call us. We'll be there to pick it up. And we need a lot of volunteers as well. So if you're out there, we need volunteers in the shop and in the office as well as an admin. So looking forward to hear from you. My telephone number is 079-44-23-8892. And our email is caringandsharing234@gmail.com. And our website is caringandsharingrochdale.org. And our Twitter is capital letter CAS.Rochdale.
I'm very impressed you managed to memorize all that.
Yeah.
Nikki, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in. Thank you so much. I know we've been waiting to do this for quite some time. It's been great having you in. Will you come back in a few months and let us know how everything's going?
Definitely, sure. And at the moment, we are having a refugee drop-in at Spart Community Center every Thursday from 11 to 2. So if you're listening to me out there, come on. And we have an English class for the beginner. And we have IT as well as on Fridays. So please be part of us. And we're starting a women, where women, we all come together to talk and to do crafts and do so many things every Wednesday. Please go on our website, on our Facebook to see what we are doing. If you are out there, I'm talking to you now. My last advice for you. Try and touch life. We brought nothing to this world and we will go with nothing. Touch life as much as you can. God bless you all. Love you. Bye.